Welcome to the FE Vape Show, and on today's show,
yes,
we have many devices that represent the current state of the vape industry. Now, there's loads going on at the moment. I don't know if you saw the news. The government are talking about their plans to go smoke-free.
Ooh.
As part of those plans, they've got another three-worded campaign, swap to stop.
Yeah,
which is great.
That's a valid point as well. It's not... What somebody's done there,
yeah.
They should have come and hired me to do it. I would, you know, $3,000 later, they would have had a catchphrase. They probably paid £10,000 for that.
I reckon more.
Swap and
they
to
could have,
stop.
They could have just gone with your $3,000 option, which would have been, go on, just throw one out there now. Stop it. There you go. Two words. Stop it.
Yeah, just more, maybe more agitated or maybe more disgusted like this. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's how, like, so let me do it to the camera properly. This is what it should be.
Yeah.
Stop it. There you go. Two words.
Yeah.
£3,000. That facial reaction. You don't have to have me doing it. You can get a model to do it.
So the government have come up with this campaign to work towards smoke free.
Stop it.
We're calling it the Stop It campaign. Just two words, £3,000.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
They've gone with swap to stop. And what it's going to be is they're doing a few things. They're going to be raising the smoking age. That's one thing.
That's gonna... 21, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not...
So they're talking about keep it going and ultimately a prohibition on tobacco.
Yeah, yeah.
But with a promotion of vaping being the best nicotine replacement therapy for success in stopping smoking.
100%.
Now, the devices we've got in front of us today cover all of those early steps.
Yes.
First up, Alex, I have these festival devices.
Festival device?
From Zovu.
Are they called the festival device?
Well,
I mean, let me just pick up a box. No, they're not, are they? They're called the Zovu Dragbar 600S. There's nothing written about festivals there. So
okay,
I'm already at a loss.
No, don't. Wait, bear with me.
Well, with me. I'm going to have to, aren't I?
They've called it the 600S, which is like the sport model, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Performance.
Yes.
It's got something a little bit special when they put an S behind a car.
600 special.
Yeah. However, this special is for the festival season. And the first one I've gone to pick up is called OMG, which is actually...
Sorry, what's it called?
It's called the OMG.
Which actually, you know, that's an anagram for oh my God, but not in this case.
Now,
clearly.
Inside the box, Alex.
You're not vaping God.
You can look at this camera.
Are you?
Here you go. Here's the range. And inside the box, you get your little disposable.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you've got the travel bungs, which if you...
Technical name for them now? Is that what we're calling them?
I say travel bungs? Travel bungs. It's,
not just bung.
Just to stop leakage in transit.
Bung.
So... And there's the device. Right,
ooh.
So it's ready to vape. I'm going to give it a second
Let me stop you there for a second.
Yeah.
So Zovu, who produce this, we've reviewed some of their other disposables.
Yeah, 600s.
And they were amazing. The flavour. See, we do a lot of disposables. Some of them, I'm going to be honest, I can't remember what it's called. That left a lasting impression.
Yeah, so the other one was just Dragbar, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay.
Just Dragbar. So what's the specs?
Well,
so we've got, it's obviously a 20 milligram.
Yeah.
2 milliliter, obviously. And I can't find where it says about battery size, but if it's a 600 puffer, isn't it?
Right.
So doesn't really matter.
Let me get past the spec part. Spec.
People like the spec.
Spec is for the nerdy bit. We've just started vaping. We've just put down our cigarettes and you go, I love the flavour of this. And they go, whoa, 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 wait, are you going to a festival this summer? Say yes.
Yes.
Then try this. Now.
What makes this more festival-like?
Inhale, Alex, and enjoy the great flavour while your friends start a party.
Wow. Disco biscuits, disco biscuits, disco biscuits.
Oh, someone started a disco. Disco. Keep the disco going. The light is still on.
I've had some
keep
of my
on vaping.
We're partying on.
And then you go, oh, wow. Well, Alex is vaping the OMG.
That's bloody good.
Flavors.
Orange, mango, grape.
That makes sense why it's OMG.
That's really good.
Well, I've just gone straight in for green apple ice. To be honest, it doesn't matter what flavour you go for here. They're all awesome. Now, I think this one's the tobacco, isn't it? Yeah, tobacco. Alex, tell me what type of tobacco that one is.
So I'm not even allowed to pick a flavour?
No, I've got
to go down...
Only because I've already been through one of these. And for me, I can tell you it's like a cafe creme.
But you've told me now. That's going to give me...
That's my take on it. You have your take.
All right.
I'd like to comment on how awesome that Granny Smith taste is. However,
I've had some of the best times of my life.
Yeah.
Dancing to electronic music. I'm a big fan of electronic music. And these would go down really well with that.
At the time of the electronic music, did you find yourself?
There were occasions where I was going,
yeah.
And thinking, oh, that girl's checking me out. And then realising, no, that girl's not checking me out. She's watching me go.
The 90s was a great era for raves in barns.
Big and the early 2000s, system. Being in Cornwall.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, oh yeah.
Now, they all do this. They all do that disco thing. Reach up a second, Alex. Whack out that light. Let's go for a full disco. Up, up, right onto the bar. Stand up, stand up, stand up. Right onto the bar. And just 2 seconds to appreciate them. I feel like I've got a club. Do you remember the glow sticks? Were you with that era?
Yeah, of course I remember the glow sticks. Glow sticks are still a thing, Pete.
Oh, how can I get the best out of this? Now, you can't join in.
Back in the UK. Wrong way round.
Oh, no, I've mixed them up already.
Spazzed it up,
Alex, do you want to have a look at the flavour profiles we've got here? And you can turn the light back on if you want.
I don't want to.
Oh, you want to stay in disco mode. Welcome to this episode of the Disco Vape Podcast.
Hello.
Where we start our own nightclub. That's it. One simple puff and I'm off.
You've never been to a festival, have you, Pete?
I've done Glastonbury. Wrong sound effect. I need a disco. Oh, someone's dropping beats.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, someone's dropping something else.
Oh, there we go. Right, let's do that again. Right, ready?
Okay.
Techno.
No,
there's no limit.
No limit.
We almost went.
Yeah.
Dalek then.
Yeah, do you know what?
There's no limit!
People are going, I didn't turn up for this. I turned up to hear about the awesome flavour.
Well,
go and buy them. They are awesome. All I want to do is vape away. Now, let me have a look at the box. We've got menthol, banana ice, grape ice, strawberry ice, peach ice. We've already opened up the mango ice.
And you're right. That tobacco... And it's. I'm trying to make sure it's not because you implanted the seed of flavour in my head... it does taste cafe creme. It's very, very palatable. It's really nice.
It's got to be what they intended it to be. It's so smooth.
Oh.
But it's definitely got more richness than a normal tobacco.
100%. It's not like a toasted tobacco. It's very much like a... it's very creamy, but not in a
So what they've done
tobacco
here,
and cream sort of way.
They've gone,
legitimate.
You know what? We're all about inclusion.
Yeah.
So cigar smokers go to festivals too.
They do.
And they should look cool.
Yeah. And so the best way to look cool is to stop smoking cigars.
Yeah.
All right. And maybe get yourself something vape based.
That's it.
The mango ice is phenomenal.
With the disco. So I didn't even tell you. That. Yeah. That's the green apple. It says ice. I'm going to discount that. Ice cube, maybe. Just chilled. Slightly chilled.
That's really good.
So the ice just tames it down. So it really pronounces the sweetness of it. So there's a little bit of a kind of candy kick, but
Have you noticed the lights also change speed? They start slow, they get faster. And they go slow again. And then they speed up again. This is sick.
There's a lot going on there.
I'm going to go back to using words from the early 90s and say this is sick and rad.
Is there anything rad. Else in the range that stands out to you as something that you must try, Alex, now?
Well, like a fifth flavour profile, because we've tried four.
There's two flavours that I know that you're not a fan of here, which is, you know, why I'd want you to vape them. Banana ice, like this. Can you see it? We put that there for you.
Yeah.
Menthol. I know you don't like menthol. I quite like it. Grape ice, strawberry ice, peach ice.
Which one would you like the least?
I think peach ice sounds a bit random.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, for me to vape?
No, I'm going to vape it.
Okay, cool.
I just wanted to punish you in some way. All right, peach ice.
Very nice colourway.
Yeah, it's a cotton candy pink, isn't it?
Do you know what these would be
or
great
a pastel
as?
Pink, actually.
A fishing lure. You know?
Yeah.
I always think, go for a recyclable route, like... You know, once you finish vaping it, the disco light still carries on. That's what I found on the tobacco one. So drill a hole through there, fishing lure, boom.
Mate, oh yeah.
Don't do
I'm making
that,
horrible sounds in my mouth there. That's because it was so tasty that I couldn't help but salivate. I try not to salivate on camera. Sometimes it happens.
Very, very sweet, isn't it?
Can't control my
So the
saliva glands.
The Dragbar 600S is just the same as the Dragbar 600 when it comes to flavour.
But
it's all about
you've got the added effect of... I mean, you can't get away with these as a covert, a stealthy item.
No, this is like, I want people to know I'm vaping.
Exactly. This is, I'm proud that I've made the transition.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
This is celebrating in style.
Oh, and a half.
Yeah.
Style and a half.
Whether these were
half better than a
like
whole.
Bringing these out in the summer months where we've got those long evenings.
I'm perfect.
Like, I'm waiting. I'm just watching the clock, you know, like 10 o'clock, it'll go dark.
Yeah.
Hang on, guys. Yeah. Everyone around me, watch this. Oh, Pete, you can't start a disco here. Can't I?
Pete, where's your annual three with tapes from Pete Tong and Boy George? Where's the annual three from Ministry of Sound?
Ministry of Sound, every year, some anthems, yeah. Boom.
Pete Tong kicking ass.
Yeah.
Boy George surprising everybody by being a pretty damn good...
DJ.
DJ, yeah. Mixing those
just
songs
rocking it.
Like there's no tomorrow.
Gary Newman was the same, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of went, you know, one minute he's doing In Cars. Here in my car. And then next thing... Boom, big DJ.
Yeah.
Spending all his time out.
Craig David, another one.
Yeah.
You know, spent time talking about ladies and 7 days and then, reinvents himself as a bodybuilding DJ.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's looking buff as well.
He's massive, yeah.
Maybe
some guns.
Maybe they would be interested in...
Yeah, if Craig David, if you're watching this, if you want to do a new theme tune for the show,
yeah,
you know, DJ it up.
We could drop something in, we'll put it here. That was a remix by Alex, but it works quite well with the disco effects.
Yeah,
the
I thought that was brilliant. But yeah, these are excellent. So if you're looking to either, you know, change up the disposables that you're currently using or you want to try something new or you want to stop the...
Put those fags away.
Stop it.
Swap to stop.
Boom. Here we go.
The Dragbar 600S.
Well done.
I knew you would love those.
I did very much, mate. Yeah.
Drop these out of the way a second.
Yeah. We can do that, Pete. We can drop them out of the way for a second. Yeah.
See you. You're so organised, like tidying up.
I'm so organised, like tidying up.
So organised.
Is that on your scale of organisation? Is if someone ties up, they're tidies up, they're organised.
I used up my organisation skills in bringing in my cup of tea.
Oh, don't know why I said that.
So, what have you got next, Alex?
Right. So, everybody that is a regular viewer will know that generally all I use are 20 milligram Nic salts.
It's true.
So, I have a Nic salt range that has only recently come into my, let's say, view.
Yeah.
my sphere of influence, which is obviously quite small, but it's a new range under the Isu brand, which is a Zap juice brand.
Banging.
We have the Isu or Izu or Zozo. That's a demon. Don't say that. Yeah, three flavor profiles strong. It's the Yogurto range.
Is it Isu?
Isu Yogurto.
I remember Isu was huge in like Korea.
It was massive because it was uber cold.
Yeah, where they liked their freezing cold face.
So cold. But like, you know, they were very popular in this country as well. Like wasn't really, like really cold though.
Cucumber and aloe vera or something.
Yeah, there was
like
one
that.
Of those. Yeah. There was cactus.
But these look different. Melon milk.
Yeah. So these are the Yogurto range, which if I say Yogurto, yogurt. Yep. Yogurt.
Pineapple and coconut.
Yep.
Yogurt.
Yep.
Strawberries and cream.
Yep.
Yogurt.
Yep. I'm going to say yep.
And melon milk.
Melon milk, yeah.
Yogurt.
Is all of them.
Is it just free in this range?
Yeah, at the moment.
Okay.
Available in a 10 or a 20 milligram. So obviously me being selfless, all 20s,
yeah,
as always.
I would have quite liked a 10.
I know you would have. That's why they're 20s.
Right, okay.
Because they're mine.
I know where I'm at.
I have two of the three in devices. So in my Cthulhu Mods Cthulhu box, I have the melon milk. In this Oxford Slim XE, I have the strawberry one, which is strawberry and cream, I think. Yep, strawberry and cream. Now, I've tried the pineapple-based one, which is the one in the middle. That is pineapple and coconut, and it's stunning. That was the first one that I took notice of and went, oh, that sounds good. And I vaped it and went, yes.
Do you know what I loved about their bottles from the first range? They're so easy.
Oh, proper squeezy bottles, yeah.
Proper squeezy.
Not feeling like you have to work your fingers out
and
to
for a 10 squeeze. Mil bottle, that is awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's easy to carry because of the shape.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get hold of. If you put it in your pocket, a smaller bottle in stature, but wider in girth, can be a pain in the bum to get out of a pocket. These, you can top pocket them. They're right there. They're just below the pocket line.
Do you know where I struggled previously? Isu was all about ice.
Yeah.
I think there's a translation. I'm not sure what language, but Isu is ice.
Yeah, I think it's Japanese.
Might be.
These aren't particularly cold. They're like refrigerated yogurts of those flavours. And
so I've clearly got
the strawberries and cream, yeah? Hit it now.
Right, I'm on it. What's my airflow looking like?
Wide. So I'm always wide.
Wow, that is bizarrely creamy. I totally get it. It's like what are they called? Those little baby pots of yogurt from Archery.
Yeah, yeah. It smells creamy. Like that as well. It's really nice. What a lovely scent.
That's really nice.
It's good, isn't it?
I was a little bit fearful that was going to be dead cold. But in fact, there's a little bit of cooling, but very, very tiny amount, and it's more for the sweetness.
If you out there like strawberry milkshakes, this is definitely something you want to try because it's a little bit thicker than a milkshake. It's a yogurt, but it has that strawberry milkshakey sort of aspect to it. But like you say, it's a lot more like a fromage frais.
Yeah, I like that. Makes me want to go straight for your Cthulhu AIO.
The melon milk. Now this one, don't react yet. This one was definitely a game changer because I thought, I quite like melon vapes. Melon milk yogurt. It's going to be it's either going to work or it's not going to work.
It's a salivator.
It really is. It's an amazing flavor profile.
Now, the thing with like melon vapes is they don't get me overly excited. Melon's just very passive, isn't it? It's very watery.
It can be.
It doesn't kind of hit you, but all of those sweet notes of the melon is there with the creaminess of the yogurt. Wow.
Excuse me.
Did I blow vape up your nose?
Oh.
You going to be all right? Do you need to do another COVID test?
I'm fine. Right. Still not had COVID.
It's amazing. You're a specimen.
I am superhuman.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
The wife had it.
They should take...
Stayed around her, didn't have it.
They should take files of blood off of you.
They did the other day.
Just to examine. That's
something else.
Just to examine. What is he made of, this guy?
This guy, he's unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
I'm like a real Captain Scarlet.
Yeah. Can I go for the strawberry again?
Yeah, yeah. I'm hitting the melon milk. Oh. It's the yogurty creaminess to that really, really brings out that melon flavour more.
Yeah.
Because it's really well balanced, but like you said before, melon can, especially if it's with other strong flavours, it'll reduce its noticeability within an e-liquid.
Yeah.
This being melon milk, that yogurty aspect to it really enhances that melon flavour, and it works so beautifully well.
I'd definitely say if you're into a sweet vape, then the strawberry is the go-to. There's a lot more sweetness in this one. Strawberry and cream. Well, obviously it's going to taste creamy because that whole kind of fromage vibe.
All three are amazing.
So we've set these up with basically mouth to lung setups.
Yes.
Which is pretty much how you
should
have.
What you want to do with an Ixalt, yeah.
Yeah. I did try, this is the Oxford Slim.
Yep.
I did try that with the airflow wide open. And for me, you can direct to lung that, but you get quite a lot of nicotine. So
I did notice when you handed it back to me, you'd close the airflow off completely. And I don't like that. I like it open.
That surprises me. So for me, I have it wide open if I've got a 10, but on a 20, I just find I'm getting too much. So there you go. Everyone's different. Find out what
I like dancing on the cusp of sanity that that having too much nicotine can do to you. I like getting to that edge.
You're crazy.
Where I'm kind of like, oh, I'm beginning to feel slightly out of myself.
And for those nerds, because there's always people in the comments that want to know more details, Alex, in your Cthulhu, you're running a Molicel 18650.
I am, yes.
You're rocking at 25 watts a 0.4 ohm Nautilus coil.
That's correct, yes.
Which is right in the middle of that range for that coil.
Yep. And it's perfect.
It's loving life. And that coil, I actually find, is good even on a 7030.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't get so many days out of it.
No.
Probably 4 to 5.
I probably change my coils in all of my AOI devices, either those or my dot AIOs, probably once a week, once every 7 days.
Yeah.
And it's because I like flavour and I like to keep it in good standing.
It's noticeable once you're vaping with replaceable coils. It's noticeable if you've come from disposables, especially where you're not used to when to change, it just stops working. With replaceable coils, you'll get like a fade in
you do, yeah.
In the juice. It's just not as...
You start noticing the flavour dropping off.
Yeah.
And then you start getting a slightly charred taste.
Yeah.
And you know your cotton's done.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know the wicking material
That's those people that want to get 2 weeks out of a coil.
Man, I've seen people get like 6 weeks, 2 months.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're just vaping burnt material. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, there's no pressure on that. And it's not that expensive, to be fair. I don't know what you would expect to pay for a coil nowadays, but they're not that expensive.
No.
And it's definitely the way to go. Once you've found a flavour you like, maybe indisposable, start looking at similar flavour profiles. If it's a strawberry that you're vaping, then something like the strawberry cream by Isu could be perfect for you.
From the Yogurto range.
Maybe in a pod device like this.
Oxford Slim, amazing.
Just refill. It's got a little refill port on it. Drop your juice in. Again, when it starts to lose flavour, get rid of that pod, new pod in.
Mm-hmm.
Away you go. Alex, I've really enjoyed looking at this Isu range. Hopefully, there'll be more to come from these. But for the moment, this is the three in the range, of which I would say if you like the sweetness, then the strawberry cream is for you. It's certainly my favourite. Or maybe you're like Alex and you like that little hit of melon creaminess.
Or you want something really fruity and yoghurty, and then you go for the middle one. There you go.
Choices.
Choices.
That is the latest from Isu. Yeah, that. It's a shame you didn't bring it in a 10.
No, that is a shame. It's also a shame that I've forgotten to bring a mod in to do the tank with, which is next.
This is the point, members, where we have to holler AJ. AJ! And there, we holler the pesky cameraman.
He's not there.
Who's gone off to his desk.
He's not there.
He's not even at his desk.
Nope.
Oh, he's gone for a toilet break.
He has.
Do you know what? I'll leave quickly. Is it on the charging port?
No, it's in a box.
You might have to leave.
I'll leave.
I don't know where that will be.
You keep on going, Pete, yeah?
Yeah, I'll entertain. Here's a relaxing piece of music while we wait for Alex to return. Yeah, that's enough of that. That's annoying. That was from when Alex had a bit of a breakdown on camera and started stuttering. So we edited it into a dance hit, a dance classic. And if you like those kind of classics, behind-the-scenes moments, then we're on TikTok, and that's where you can catch up with the best of the craziness from the studio. Also Instagram. Do post a fair bit to Instagram. Not vape-related so much as madness-related. Kind of the insanity of when things like this happen. Alex leaves me. Here I am on the vape show, all on my own. Yeah, am I sad? No. Is there some relief to Alex leaving me? Yes.
But, what are you talking about?
Not a lot, mate. Not a lot. Just, you know, keeping things flowing.
Right. Okay.
Keeping things flowing. So you've gone off to get a mod.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
No, it's,
you know,
cool.
I thought I was prepared. I wasn't prepared. Now I can't sit down properly. I've just got my belly out on camera, which is disgusting.
It's only podcast listeners, which is growing by the day.
Yeah. What, seven now? Seven of them?
There's nearly eight.
Yeah. Seven and three quarters. So we've got a three quarters.
There's someone else that keeps dropping in and going again.
All right. Yeah.
Alex, what have we got here?
So, Vupu very much like to do their pod tanks. And here, I've got one of the latest ones. It's the PMP X pod tank.
Now, we know PMP means classic.
Yeah, good coils.
There's very
flavor for
there's
days.
Very few classic coils that have stood the test of time.
Yep.
PMP is one of them.
100% is one of them.
So, you're talking a pod tank,
yes,
which will turn your mod into a pod mod,
essentially. So let me show you.
Okay,
so in the box you get what you normally get. So you get an instruction, a user manual, you get a couple of coils, you get a spare mouthpiece, and I've already put a coil in there, and you get the tank itself, which is just here. Now this tank is slightly more ornate than previous iterations of the PMP tank. It's got a gold band around the top, which looks very cool.
It looks classic.
Some would say badass. It's got a little label on it telling you how to, you know, essentially find the fill port. And I like that. So take the label off. It says, press and slide to the left. Now, I'm going to peel that off because I don't need it. It's got a bung in to make it TPD compliant.
I've got to be very careful with what's in the box now. You might have seen we've had to scribble all over the box because YouTube rules and stuff. So if you've noticed that, that's one of the changes. The other change is we used to show you the instruction manual. Now I can just show you the top corner.
Yeah.
That's it. I can't show you the manual.
Can't show you the manual at all.
No, YouTube are getting insane. Strict. We have to be careful.
Here is the PMP-X. Now, it's a lovely looking bit of kit. Engraved nicely, it looks well made. It the pod component of it is this top bit that you can pull out, and that's where the cod sits. It's where the coil sits. Pop it back in, it can go in, you know, you can put it there, you can move it around. It basically gives you ultimate ways of being able to just pop it in and feel that magnetized clunk, which is cool. I mean, listen, that's it.
Oh, that's precision.
Sounds
stuff.
Excellent, doesn't it? And you've got this button at the top that I addressed earlier. You hold that in, and then you turn to the left. So hold it in, and then twist like that. And it releases your fill port. So the fill port is at the top of the tank here. Nice big rubber fill port, or rubber bunged fill port. Pop that back in when you fill it, and then you just slide the tank back round until you get this bit there again, which locks itself in place. To remove the coil, nice and simple. Take off your airflow component, which is this bottom bit of the tank, like that. There's your coil. Pop the coil out with your fingers, like that. Get one, pop it in, press fit, feel it click in. It clicks in place, which is always nice. And then you put your airflow component back on the base.
Now, there's a couple of things I've noticed in the box where you've been doing that, Alex.
Well, you tell these beautiful viewers at home while I top this up, I fill it up.
I've just found what I recognise to be a Nick Salt coil.
Yes.
Now, that makes me very interested because I saw that on top of the tank, you had a direct lung 510 mouthpiece.
Yes.
So I'm thinking the coil that you've got in there is a bigger mesh coil for director lung.
However, correct.
In the box, I then find a mouth to lung 510 mouthpiece.
You do.
So it looks like, Alex, we're catering for everything all in one tank. So I can also see this has got a reducer.
I've mentioned the bung, yeah. So it keeps it compliant.
Yeah. So TPD compliance is good. So in the UK, you'll be sold this with a little window just here to see your juice and a reducer bung to make sure that you're not having 4 or 5 mils capacity. We're only having 2.
Yeah.
So that's good because now we're compliant. And well done, Vupu, because I love seeing this. I have seen some people say, you know, do you need a bung? Yes, in the UK you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so know that down in the comments.
But do you need to keep it in place once you've purchased it?
We don't make comment on that.
Who knows?
That's it. I want
to
see.
Do you own tweezers? Who knows?
What does this look like on the mod that you've got to one side there?
So I've bought in an eLeaf iStick Power 2, or iPower 2, I think it's now being called. Screw that onto the top. And it looks good. It's not overly massive. I like the fact that you can, you know, just pop him in and out. If you, like yourself, if you're a bit of a fiddler, pop.
I do like having it.
You do like doing that, don't you?
Yeah.
I've got this set at, well, it's done its classic thing of reading it and then telling me what it should be. So it says 50. Right. I set it at 60. It's knocked it down by 10 watts. But I'm going to trust eLeaf in their judgment. Yeah. Of the coil.
Do you know, I always find I go a little bit on the low side with the bigger sub-ohm wattage.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
I just prefer it. Some like it really warm and will go to the max of the range of the coil. I like it a little bit cooler. I'll go a bit lower.
I did prep the coil earlier, so it shouldn't take as long to saturate enough to vape.
Well, you can't say you prepped the coil without telling them how you did it.
Well, there are 3 wicking holes.
Yeah.
Maybe four wicking holes. And you've got this mesh coil held within by the wicking material, which is a blend of cotton and what looks like flax paper. Pop a drip on each one. Go around in a circle. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do it again. Little drip. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do it thrice. That's 3 times. So you do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4. Leave it. If you're doing like Pete and I are doing, which is reviewing a tank,
yeah,
then you want to show how the tank operates so you don't fill the tank up yet, but your coil is going to await juice more quickly than had you not prepped the coil.
And that whole principle is priming the coil.
If you hear the term priming or prepping, that's what they mean, which is dropping a couple of juice drops, 2 to 3, on each wicking hole, stick it in your tank, fill your tank up, leave it for a few minutes, bish, bash, bosh, you're done.
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's just ultimate convenience for me. It saves waiting that whole sort of 10, 15 minutes. For me, when we're doing a video like this, to be able to get everything
almost ready. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, it sounds like we're stalling for time, just so it definitely preps. But I'm confident that if I take a nice big lungful now, it's going to be saturated and I'm going to be winning it.
I mean, let's find out, because if you haven't primed it properly, that's going to burn.
It's saying no coil.
Oh dear. Did you take the sticker off the bottom of the coil?
Yeah. I definitely did.
It's funny that it already read the coil and then told you that.
And then said no coil when I went to vape it. Yeah, that's... There was a bit of condensation.
Do you know what I like about when it goes wrong, Alex? Troubleshooting.
Yeah.
What did you just do to get it to read the coil?
Ooh. All I did, I gave a little rub on my shorts.
So it was a dirty contact?
Yeah. It just had a bit of condensation where I'd prepped the coil and probably got a fingerprint on the base. Now it's making contact. 50 watts. I'm sorry, Edie. 50 watts is not enough. Let's hit 60. Let's hit 60. Let's do it. Now, that is some lovely developed flavour. Just Ooh. What you'd come to expect from a product from Vupu, one of their PMP coil-based tanks. Flavour-wise, flavour for days. The flavour is on point. The amount of vapour produced at 60 watts is fine. That's with the airflow wide open, and I really like that. I'd probably say at 60 watts, maybe close the airflow a third, and you'll get a warmer vape. Otherwise, bang up the wattage to 70, which is what I'm going to do when Pete's finished enjoying it.
So I've just been just gradually playing with that airflow. It's surprising how much, as you turn it off by half and try it, slightly warmer, slightly sweeter flavours are pronounced.
Yeah.
So I'm getting more lemon out of that. I don't know what flavour profile you've got in there, but it's like a desserty lemon, like a lemon donut or something like that.
At 70.
And you've opened that wide again, have you? Yeah, so typically...
Try it.
As I put the wattage up higher, I will open it up more.
I mean, honestly, mate, that is flavour. That is what you... When somebody says flavour, that's what it is. Flavour?
That is an amazing, amazing...
If I say flavour, what do you say? Flavour? No, you say that. It's like you don't listen, Pete.
PMP, it's what I'm programmed to say.
Right. Flavour?
That...
Vupu. Almost. Vupu PMP coils are excellent. They're PMP pod tanks. I think initially I thought, I don't understand the merits of this. Now I do.
Put it this way.
Convenience. If you break the pod, you can find a new pod. It'll fit.
Yeah.
You can, you know, Vupu produce the pods as well as the pod tanks. The tank is essentially the base, the contact area, realistically. The pod part is this top bit with the mouthpiece on. A combination that works beautifully well.
So you can literally turn any mod into a pod mod. You don't have to go out and buy a brand new one because you've seen everyone else rocking these new types of tanks. You don't have to go and get a new pod mod.
Just that flavour is crazy. I'm not going to say what juice it is.
Oh, okay.
But
did I kind of ruin it?
Well, you were right. It's a lemon drizzle donut from Seriously Donuts. So I have said what the juice is. Well, there you go. That's
you
what
earned
it is.
It for yourself. The higher the flavour
so
is,
good.
The sweeter and sharper that lemon becomes.
Oh, so nice. Really good. And that's what you get with a Vupu PMP pod tank. The PMP-X looks lovely. It looks very exclusive. It's quite a royal aspect to it with the gold and the black. Looks wicked. Performs superbly. Takes all pre-existing PMP coils. So you win in there anyway. And... you know, should you ever take the bung out, you've got about 4.5 millilitres of tank space.
Outside of TPD compliant.
Yes. Yeah, so say you live in...
Russia.
Yeah, Russia, Oman.
Yeah, Saudi, anywhere.
Can you not... don't bring up a place that you don't know any of the... provinces or anything. Because it makes you sound slightly uneducated.
Oh.
And verging on
xenophobic. What?
It doesn't really. I just wanted to make you sweat.
I was thinking,
in an already relatively hot room, I wanted to make you sweat.
Yeah, non-TPD countries. If you
won't have the bung.
If you mistakenly got sent a TPD compliant tank in a non-TPD area, like Egypt, say another name. There you go.
Egypt, see that? Tunisia. Yeah.
There's loads of
North
countries.
Africa.
Wow, it's like you're looking at a map. You could just reach in through where the coil goes and remove the bung. So don't worry.
You could just get a pair of tweezers and remove the bung.
But in a TPD country...
You've got to leave the bung in.
Yeah, you want to make sure that you've still got this where you can't see the juice through the tank.
Yeah, you want to be...
Apart from that window.
Yeah, basically what you want to be is hampered.
Yeah.
That's what you want. If you're in a TPD compliant country, you want to be hampered.
And I love that the manufacturers understand how to create the product for compliance, because that is how I prefer it done.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I don't want a small glass around it, which is good. I want a bung in there because, you know, it aesthetically looks better.
Yeah. I've seen Aspire do it with like a double glazed glass. I don't prefer that, Aspire. If you're listening, Aspire, no.
Yeah, you want a bung because say you were to travel to a non-TPD compliant country.
Yeah.
Oh, I've travelled to...
And now I don't look cool because I'm using... It looks like I've brought my tank with me and I want to look like everyone else.
I've travelled to Azerbaijan.
Oh, wow. Another place, yeah.
And what I've done... Oh, look, I've brought some tweezers with me.
Yeah.
Oh, this means I can vape 4.5 millilitres of juice rather than 2.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Yeah.
But then obviously when you come back home...
You've got to try and...
Push it back in.
Yeah. Hopefully. I don't know how that will work out. But nevertheless, all your mates will go, whoa, you look fancy.
Oh, black and gold. Ooh,
I love it. I don't think your combo was the best there. I think I'd mark you down for points on mixing it up with the E-Leaf classic look.
Oh, shut your face.
I think you could have gone for all of the black and mod that had a flash of gold or something.
There you go, look.
Then it would have looked, now it looks cool. Cool. Very cool. And that is where we should end the video. Look at this cool shot.
What a tank.
I can't believe the flavour from that.
Really, really good. And like mind-blowing flavour.
That's why everyone loves PMP.
Yeah.
Do you want this piece of paper?
I don't want it.
I just had to hide it from the camera because I thought, I bet there's a web address on there. And that will cause us problems, Alex.
Yeah, it's all a bit silly, really, isn't it?
It's all a bit silly, YouTube.
Right, Pete, this is your one, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's next up? Oh!
Well, Alex...
Look, there's a wooden box!
It's not just a wooden box. This is a metaphor for
you
recycled...
almost went Marks and Spencer's, then.
Oh, yeah, it's
this
not...
This isn't any kind of wooden box.
It's an M&S box.
It's an M&S box.
Don't sue us.
Would they?
I don't know. They might do. So, Alex, Altisk is a disposables company.
Yeah.
Now, they make awesome disposables that look like this.
Their tagline...
Here's the packaging.
...is made of natural wood, which, they could have spiced it up a bit more, but at least, you know, it says what it is.
So, when we look at disposables, you know I love... something a bit different.
Yes.
When everyone's just rocking out the same molds, mm-hmm. I want to see something different. I want innovation, Alex.
You do.
And I've got innovation here. Now, we've seen recyclable disposables.
We have.
We've seen recycled material used in recyclable disposables.
We have.
I love that innovation.
Well done, Dot Mod, with that one. Yeah.
That is the path that I like to see.
Yeah.
Even Inakin have come up with a water-based disposable that's using recycled materials and is recyclable. It's just looking at innovation wherever you can. Altisk have gone, right, here we are as a manufacturer.
Yeah.
What can we do? They've worked with a company that has offcuts of wood and they make... the most beautiful disposables. Now, there's the packaging, but when they send out the influencer packs, they come in a rather beautiful box for us to share on the YouTubes with these disposables inside. Well, they did come actually in those boxes.
Yeah, they did. Here. But I mean, that's a nice way of presenting
I've taken it out. Now, it just because this is a great way to visualise what they're trying to achieve.
And they all look drunk.
Now, I'm sorry if you saw that little... black piece of tape on there, I had to cover up the web address. YouTube say no. So, we get past that. Now, let's get the boxes out of the way and let's have a look at these disposables. Alex, if I pass them to you, you can read out the flavours.
So we've got Lush Ice. We have Mango Ice.
Ooh.
We have Blueberry Ice. We have Ice Wine. We have Whiskey Classic.
And the last one.
Beautiful. Coffee Classic. So, as you can see, but they look incredible. What a difference maker.
Shavings in the box.
I know, it's just, great. It's great really touch. Nicely done. And I, my instant reaction, let's grab one that I know I'll love, is they've not just taken offcuts of wood. They've really prepped them. They've really made them properly. It's not like you've got a splintered bit of wood with a tube coming out of it. It says Altisk, made from natural wood. And this range is called the Hodor range.
The Hodor range, which Hodor. Is great. If you're a Game of Thrones fans, it sounds like a bit of a tribute.
Game of Thrones? Do you mean Games of Thrones? No, Game of Thrones. I messed up. Right, you carry on. I'm not talking for the rest of this video. I've messed up now.
Right, you just sit there. I'm just to sit there and vape. Quietly. Yeah. You're on a 20-second talking ban. They're all slightly different. That you can see in this. If I show you on this camera here, you can see they've got engravings here, which kind of help you see one, the branding of the company, and two, on the back you've got flavor profile. So it's all kind of spelled out for you. So if you bought multiple of them, you know exactly which one's which. Although, to be fair, you could just vape it and that would tell you. Alex, talking ban is lifted. What have you been vaping there?
So I decided let's go for a classic flavour of disposables, mango ice. And I've got to say, phenomenal. It feels beautiful in hand. It's that sort of look where you're like, you know, it does hit that middle class pretension sort of feeling.
Do you know
I'm looking at it going, this is very, you know, if you were watching one of those reality TV shows.
I love the fact that you're pointing it at me.
Yeah, if you were watching.
Kind of acting middle class.
Yeah. So if you were watching, you know, one of those reality TV shows, like Made in Chelsea, you know, it's set in Chelsea in London.
I couldn't help but notice your voice
Kensington.
Has changed since vaping.
Yeah, you know, I think these would be completely in the right league there, you know. I could imagine the ladies and gentlemen of Chelsea walking around vaping on these. And, you know, they're beautiful.
There's some awesome flavours that are very familiar there. I know you just read them out. Blueberry ice.
Mango ice is incredible.
It's classic sweet blueberry ice. Hold on, let me find one for you. Alex, this one is going to surprise you. Whiskey Classic. Now, that's unusual.
I don't drink often, but when I do, I drink whiskey. And yeah, is it a single malt? Is it a scotch? Is it a bourbon? It says Whiskey Classic, which means it's going to be a scotch. What do you reckon?
Try it. I want to see...
Triple malt?
I want to see your feedback, Alex. I love the way it's glowing on the bottom. Turn that towards the camera and then just have a little vapor away there. Look at that. That is a nice soft blue light.
Oh, right. That tastes like Lagavulin, which is, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Irish.
Oh, wow. You really are a whiskey connoisseur.
I might be wrong. I'm trying to think of where the brewery is.
Do you know, you've intrigued me now. I want to have a go.
Whether it's Scottish or Irish, it's stunning. It's a proper Scotch whiskey.
That's clever, isn't it?
It's really nice. It's got like a woody flavour, which is what which makes sense again.
Yeah.
You're going to have a wood encased disposable. That's a really beautifully woody flavour.
I think that is the first time I've ever vaped anything flavoured to a whiskey.
It's higher end than Famous Grouse.
It's higher end?
It's higher end than that.
I didn't realise you were a whiskey connoisseur. Wow.
It's not a £7 a bottle job.
Right, okay.
This is like a 35 quid.
Just so you know, anyone that's tuned in, Alex does shop at Waitrose.
I don't.
That gives you an area of
I have
where
done.
Alex
I've
is
I've been
at.
Known to shop there, but I get followed around by security.
Yeah, that
I
doesn't
look, I look
you.
Like I don't belong.
I sometimes wonder if that's why you shop there.
to make a social statement at every single opportunity.
That Lush Ice, we know what that's going to be about, so let's get that out of the way. Again, looks great. It's a different type of wood finish, different type of staining that's going on.
A watermelon, basically. Okay. Honeydew.
Coffee Classic. I've got on that, and I'm going to pass you the ice wine.
Wine. Now, I'm not a connoisseur of wine. Do I like wine? Depends. I like port. This is clearly going to be like a white wine, though, isn't it?
That's your wife would have in the beer garden kind of wine.
There, so. Yeah, it's got a white wine, slight rosé sort of aspect. The body is very it's very fruity. It's got a fruity feeling to it.
Yeah, you're going out for afternoon drinkies.
You're going for drinky peers with
Sophia. You decide to have wine to look a bit
Sophia
classy.
In the garden. I'm sitting with Sophia and we're discussing going anywhere in the world on holiday because we're the sort of people that can do that.
Coffee Classic is amazing.
Shooting with Daddy.
So go on. What's
it's incredible.
Thoughts? Okay, you can go for the Coffee Classic. I'm going to have a little blast on the...
Now, I like coffee. I don't really drink it. Drink tea. So... If Altisk want to do a Yorkshire Brew Gold sort of tea version, I'm all over that. I'll help develop it.
Ice wine. You get some sweet fruit flavours. The ice part, yeah, there's definitely cooling. There's that refrigerated, it's cold, refreshing summer drink.
Yeah, it's not ice though, is it? It's not too cold.
The wine bit is obviously because it's very grapey.
Coffee Classic, I'm going to say... It's more of a granulated coffee, but a very tasty granulated coffee.
Yeah, Coffee Classic. I think the classic part comes from it's a white coffee.
It's a coffee that demands milk. I would say it reminds me of a brand of coffee where somebody would knock on a door and ask if they could, have some coffee. Remember those adverts?
Oh, yeah. It's very mellow.
Let's do it again.
Hello?
You haven't opened the door.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're looking through a spy hole at me.
Hold on.
Hang on, let me do it again.
Oh. How many times are you going to knock, mate?
Oh, sorry, man.
You from next door.
Yeah, I was just wondering if
you
had...
Can you keep your music down?
Yeah, okay, sorry. I'm listening to the Ministry of Sound, the Annual 3 from like 1996.
Yeah, I heard it. It's the Pete Tong CD, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
CD2. Have you heard CD1 yet?
No, CD1 is Pete Tong. CD2, it's Boy George.
Do you know, I always feel a little bit dodgy that you listen to a guy that wears makeup next door. What's going on in there?
Sorry, I forgot that you've got a Union Jack sort of stapled outside your flat door.
It's not that. It's just that I vape on Coffee Classic and I'm very...
Sorry, yeah.
I'm very disturbed at the fact that you're holding raves next door.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I was wondering, just so I can stay up a little bit longer, but I'll turn the music down. Do you have any granulated coffee that may or may not have a red lid?
Do I look like a convenience store to you? Oh, sorry, I'm still a friendly neighbour, aren't I?
No, this is fine. I can answer that.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
All right, does my Porsche look like I'm a friendly neighbour?
It looks like the sort of car there's no chance of you getting in and driving comfortably. Because you're about 11 foot 10.
Yeah, I think I would struggle.
Essentially, let's get back to the task at hand.
No, don't go back to the task. We're back at the doorstep, Alex. You brought the doorstep into the video.
Sorry, Mr. EDL.
Right,
chill out.
Right. Look, mate.
Why is there a Nigel Farage poster behind you?
You seem like a nice guy.
Have I stepped into Brexit Britain?
Why don't you come inside and join me for a coffee?
No, because now it's creepy. Now you're talking to me like a serial killer.
and you can share some Coffee Classic with me, and then you might not need a cup of coffee.
Put the kettle on.
And it's boiled.
Yeah, it's a fast boil.
Yeah.
Yeah, no sugar. Can I have a dash of milk, please?
Right.
Look. Oh, it's a mess all over your kitchen sides.
Just sugar?
Oh, I said no sugar, but let's give it a go.
Fine.
Right.
Yeah.
What a lovely cup of coffee.
Exactly. And that took so long that we did have one plan for each of these, but we now can't do that.
Welcome to the make-believe show with Alex and Pete.
Right,
essentially, task at hand, right? Yeah. Altisk,
I got a little bit excited there, Alex.
These are awesome. They taste phenomenal. They live up to each flavour profile, gives you what they're saying they're giving you. Ergonomically, it's lovely in hand. And aesthetically, it's that little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, I like it. So if you're looking for something a bit posh, maybe...
A bit posh, yeah. That's a perfect way of putting it.
Maybe you've got an Instagram profile that needs to look a little bit like you're stepping your game up.
Maybe you want to be bought up rather than dragged up.
Yeah.
Then go for this.
And you can take photos of it for your Instagram against the alloy wheels of very expensive cars.
You say very expensive. It would probably be like a high-end Audi. Audi. You know, like an Audi RS6. And it would be propped against the wheel.
I like them. Very, very classy. That is a classy
really,
disposable.
Really nice. And they taste amazing. Like
that little blue light.
That's the coffee classic. That's not the one I intended on picking up. But what, I was still
what did
happy
you want?
To
Here you go.
Up.
Here you go. Choose it. Have one last vape.
Oh, yeah. RuPaul. What have I gone for? RuPaul.
Oh, is that the fancy whiskey?
Whiskey classic. Oh, that is so good. A drum of R, I'm yappy.
That's a very good Scottish accent.
It's really good. Yeah, I'll have a shot of two fingers, yeah.
So
one cube of ice, one lump of ice, please, yeah.
You are fancy.
Oh yeah.
You've changed since we started this.
I know. It's the £3,000 I get for every tagline that I put through.
Yeah, you've been selling.
It means I can live at a higher level when it comes to my whiskey game.
Yeah. That's the oldest
monkey shoulder
range.
Triple malt.
Called Hodor.
Beautiful. What an outstanding range, Pete.
That's got to be the most fanciest disposable I've ever covered.
You wouldn't want to throw it away.
That's the only problem I have with it. It's too nice.
Yeah, at the end of the day, maybe they should make a pod system in the same way, but uses reusable coils or reusable replaceable.
See, this is at the point you're regretting not bringing your cup of tea in because it's
And I'm going to have a nice tepid cup of tea waiting for me outside because, as always with the podcast, we told AJ 5 minutes per item.
Yeah.
Which, 5 times 5, Pete. What's 5 times 5?
Angry AJ because
25 minutes,
it.
Isn't it? Mm. And we've hit over an hour.
It doesn't matter.
But our role play really worked well there.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot. And I'm sure when AJ edits it, because you don't do any of the hard work.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Goodbye those days. Whoopsh. You can do that. Whoopsh.
Yeah, yeah. Right, anyway, moving on.
Alex, what is this?
This is the Smok Miko kit.
Right.
Now, I'm calling it Miko. It could be Miko. It looks like it should be called Micro, but they've left the R out.
I see where you're coming from.
Miko.
I'm calling it the Miko.
Miko
kit. That's how I read it.
Miko Jackson.
Yeah, if nobody told me, I'd say it's the Miko kit.
Yeah, the way to pronounce it is if using a Cornish or Devon-based accent and saying Michael. Miko.
Hey, Miko.
Wait, Miko?
Yeah.
Miko kit.
Did you get an O ever put onto the end of your name?
No, because Alexo doesn't really...
Alexo.
I get called Alan quite regularly.
Alan O doesn't work, does it?
Alan! Like that. With
Steve?
A slight Alan Partridge. Sort
Steve
of
works, doesn't it? Steve O.
Steve O.
Mike O.
Shane O.
Shane O. Right.
Shane O. It sounds Australian, doesn't
it? Yeah, straight
away. I once took a week off work when I was managing a store in Swansea.
Okay, can we skip to the end of that?
Just to perfect my Australian accent, yeah. You know? So,
cool.
Okay, let's go.
That was a short story.
So, what we've got here is a pod system. It's 700 milliamps, so, yeah. You know, it's in that sort of boundary. It's not quite as much as an Oxford, but it's a smaller device. It's a little bit more stealthy.
Is it mouth to lung?
It's, well, it comes with two choices, of course.
It's only when you say 700 milliamps, I'm already thinking, okay, so that's about a day so, on a
but
mouth
the output,
to lung.
Yeah, the output, it's not a big, you know, let's pump out loads of vape. This is more of a stealthy bit of kit. It comes with two choices of coil. You've got a 1-ohm regular coil.
Yeah.
I mean, don't call it regular Smok. And you've got a 0.8-ohm mesh coil. Now, obviously, I've used the mesh coil. It's really, really simple to fill up. So you get your coil. You've got a fill port on the side, this little red bung. You open the bung, you fill the pod up, you leave it to soak for about 7 minutes. 7.23
minutes.
Minutes. Yeah. You then slide it in to the device, which is here, and you're good to go. One of the best things about this device, not going to lie, it's got an on-off button. How many devices of this size have you seen that has an on-off button? Not many.
And they, you know,
they generally drawer activated like this, but they don't have an on-off button.
I'm just looking at the packaging, Alex. It says it comes with a lanyard.
There is a lanyard in the box.
Do you know, there's a lot of love in my heart for products that throw in a little bit of extra.
Yeah.
Have a lanyard, have a USB cable, have a user manual.
Yeah.
I never read the user manual.
No, I don't need to. Until I do.
A 0.80 mesh coil, which you've already said about.
Yep.
And a 1 ohm regular coil.
Which I've also said about.
Which you said
about. So thanks for repeating what I'd already told the lovely viewers at home. This is why take so long. Because you just repeat what I say.
They don't mind. Let me make the assumption there's other colourways. I don't have to rock that.
There are other colourways.
Bright gold.
I didn't turn it on, so that's why no vape came out then.
Okay.
You've got your button here. There are other colourways. I decided to get the most gaudy colourway. And the reason why is because I wanted something that looked a little bit, but standout. So you've
memorable.
Got, memorable, that's what I went for. Your button to turn it on and off is on the side. It's just a little black switch, and it makes a really satisfying switchy sound. Look. Did you hear that? And the light flashes on. Turn it off. Let's turn it back on again. It's a nice clicky button. Clicky slider. You've got that light at the side. Again, it's a battery indicator to tell you how much charge you've got. And you've got a micro USB. So they've not gone. I don't know how long this product's been out. I'm assuming it might have been out a while and I've only just noticed it. But it's got micro USB instead of USB type C, which... I had to charge this when I got here today, and running around looking for a micro USB was frustrating.
Do you know why? We all moved on. You could have just taken it out of the box, to be fair. I don't mind it if you want to go with micro USB, as long as you put one in the box.
There we go. So... it would appear that the airflow is mainly constituted on the side of the red bung. So when you put your pod in, put it in that way round. So you've got, let me put it on this camera here. Rubber bung to the side where the window is, not to the thicker part of the device. Slide it in. Slide it in properly, not like I've just done where it's not sat in there.
So it's great when it goes wrong on camera. It makes me happy inside
because
I like to see you struggle. I like to see the pain and the panic as it stops working.
There we go. I've turned it off again.
And just go through the troubleshooting that you did there when you messed it up and then had to put it right again.
Well, what I've noticed is, again, I've just looked and I've got sticky finger marks on the device.
So. Perhaps don't overfill your device. Get mess everywhere like Alex.
I've turned it bloody off again.
I can see it lighting up.
There we go.
So once you find the on position, what did you settle with?
So the issue was fingerprint on the bottom of the pod.
Yeah.
And I wasn't covering the entire mouth hole. With my mouth.
Okay. Which is bizarre because you've got horse-like features, which is a large mouth.
This isn't a fault of this device. This is a user error. Yeah. And it was me being a little bit special.
So because the way that it fires isn't by a button, it's by auto draw, you've got to make sure you cover. You enclose it.
The mouth hole. Let's call it the mouth hole.
Mouthpiece.
Very good. Now,
mouthpiece works.
The flavour development on that mesh coil, the 0.8 mesh coil, is really tasty. And, you know, getting it to work by me not being silly, which is what I was clearly doing beforehand, it's a really nice vape. It's quite taut. It's quite a tight draw. But I like that. That's what you want from a mouth-to-lung pod. The auto trigger does work really well when you've covered the whole of that mouth hole. And it's a very
smooth vape.
It is. And it's got some nice weight to it as well. It's not a light... You can see that it's been made with metal rather than plastic.
I like this as well. There's ever such a slight overhang for you to get a grip on.
Yeah.
On the top of the mouthpiece. So that when this drops in, just to pull it out is very easy to get purchase on.
But you can feel that magnetic sort of...
Wow, you really made a mess of the base of this. Let me clean that up. Fingerprint. It's a fingerprint magnet. Because it's so shiny, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly why. It's all user error. I made it work and it works beautifully well. It's just me not covering the entire mouthpiece.
What are the other designs, Alex? Because you've gone for like orange tie-dye.
Yeah, they all look a little bit lava-y, tie-dye-y. Different colours. I mean, there's blues. I think there's a sort of, blackish one. I just thought it would be quite fun to go for gold because I like to think of myself as vape royalty.
It's quite a lot of vapour as well, isn't it?
It's not. It's a nice mouth-to-lung amount of vapour.
I find... I get a lot of flavour from
there's
that.
There's a lot of flavour.
So what coil did you go for?
The 0.8 mesh.
The 0.8 mesh. So this is the 1 ohm coil.
Yeah.
I guess you can just about see that, especially if I put my fingers just below that black part there. There's a bit of an overhang. And that just makes it so it's ever so easy just to pull out of the pod.
It's a nice, well-made bit of kit.
That's a bit of a handbag device or skinny jeans. If you're one of those guys, like the old skinny jeans, that will do you. It's a good kit. And one thing I would say, just a bit of user advice.
Yep.
Because the charge port's on the base, you're likely to leave that sat down like that on the table.
You don't want to do that. Charging. You want to take the pod out and leave the pod upright.
Then leave it like that. And put the pod on top. That way it's not going to leak everywhere. So you won't oversaturate.
Not that it... I mean, to
check,
be fair...
Check out how strong the magnets are on the base of that.
That's really good. Oh, another little hidden feature.
Yeah.
And, to be fair, Pete said that about the pod leaking. All pods, all tanks will leak eventually if they're left on their side.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to keep them upright. That's a bit of advice for you at home. So, the Smok Miku... kit.
It's a very small, stealthy pod device for someone that's just moved on from disposables.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be the second type of step that you go to. There's no reason why this couldn't be your first step, to be fair. But typically now we're seeing people find a disposable for a flavour and a nicotine strength and then find a Nicsol in a 50-50 e-liquid.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
For a device like this, and you're going to be very
judging
happy.
By how that's wicking that Nicsol, I reckon you could probably get away with a 70-30 in the mesh pod as well.
Yeah, the 0.7?
0.8.
0.8, is it? Yeah, I'd say. Let's have a look at those wicking holes. Yeah, I bet that would take it. You're not going to get the coil life. That's the thing.
You'll go for more pods.
It's definitely aimed at the 50-50 market.
I like that, and I like the juice that's in there.
Nice
more
flavor.
On the juice that's in there coming soon.
Nice flavour production.
Very good.
And you get a lanyard,
What more could you ask for?
I've noticed in the comments people like a lanyard.
They do.
So,
do like a lanyard.
There you go. You can put that around your neck. Maybe you're busy. And you go, where's my vape? Oh, it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
So.
Just have a little vape.
The Smok Miku.
I like it. That is the Smok Miku in gold.
Yep. So, it's the end of the show.
That is, Alex. I've enjoyed it. There's been a good mix of devices.
There really has.
We've seen a little bit of innovation coming through.
We have.
A push forward in development.
Some great flavours, some great flavour developing
tanks.
A tank and...
the old PMP coil. I like that.
And some very good disposables.
Yeah, and now you know, for members and for people that listen to the podcast. Sadly, they have to wait for the next episode. But, you know, it won't be long.
No.
Ride with it. And there's others. There's others maybe that you
ride
haven't come
or
across
die.
Yet.
All good.
So, you know, listen to those in between.
Yeah.
I wish I could be online for you every day, but I can't. I've got other things to do.
You've got a life, haven't you? A life outside of vaping.
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah. So, until the next time.
I've been me. You've been you. Pete's been actually bearable. And well done for that.
See you next time.
Quite enjoyed that today, Pete.
Yeah, me too.
You're
Alex.
On form.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Bye.
You only said bearable there.
Yeah, but you know, bearable's better than unbearable, isn't it?
Yeah. Phil Bisardo said I was actually a fantastic guy, which is why I like Phil more. Bye, everyone.